off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, how are you, Karen?
Good morning, good morning. I'm well, how are you?
Good. What have you brought us up this morning? It looks fantastic. Ooh,
so the book that I have today is called Celestial Bodies by Jocker Alhathi. It was just announced as the winner of the Man Booker International Prize.
Fantastic.
And this is a prize that celebrates works of fiction that are translated into English. Actually, it doesn't have to be fiction, just anything translated into English.
Okay, right.
And the shortlist is always really interesting. At Time Out, across all of us, we've read pretty much most of the shortlist.
Oh, so you guys are a veritable font of knowledge there. If people want to know anything about the shortlist, they can come to you.
Yeah, they were all amazing. But yeah, this is a really great book. It's actually the first time, she's actually the first Omani novelist to have been translated into English.
Wow.
And it's the first time that a female Arab writer has won this prize. And she's written about 10 books. And I think she wrote this book at Edinburgh University. And she did her PhD in English on classical Arabic poetry. I think she might have written this in Scotland.
Oh, right.
And it's been published by a really small Scottish publisher in their first foray into Arabic fiction. So that's really exciting.
That's really
for them.
Cool, yeah.
They're called Sandstone Press.
That's amazing.
And this is a really beautiful novel. It's a saga set mostly in an Omani village called Alawafi. And it's sort of based around three generations of an Omani family.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes in that society. It's a society that underwent dramatic urbanisation and modernisation in a really short amount of time, from a slave-owning society to the introduction of new money. So it was a dramatic change for women over 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And this book deals with the complexities of womanhood, urbanisation, new money, masculinity, patriarchy, and in particular, I really loved how it deals with the matriarch in a family is even more powerful in a patriarchal society, and that power of woman and
that's
woman's
really
wisdom.
Yeah.
Really interesting and quite beautiful. And it also explores the sort of generational divide, the older generations coming through slavery and these younger generations who have PlayStations and go on holiday to Dubai.
50 years is such a short time as well.
Yes.
The turnaround is like whiplash quick. So that's a remarkable amount of changes to go through within a family or a generation, basically.
Yeah, absolutely, really dramatic and quite radical. But this book focuses more on the middle generation, looking back at the older generation. And there are a lot of characters in this book. There's actually one of those family trees at the beginning. That sort of.
Oh, yes, I can see
it. Yeah,
I
had to kind of keep
it
referring to
it. It spreads across two pages. It's quite extensive there.
But we have three sisters, Maya, Esma and Kuala, and they're all completely different and have different marriages and relationships. So that's one thing I love about this book too, is that it shows these women in their complete diversity. There's no stereotypes. And then there's Zaritha, who is an older woman who is an ex-slave but chooses to stay with her slave family.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about that is that it shows so much empathy, sympathy and kind of care in that dynamic, the slave master dynamic in that culture.
That's fascinating.
And then we have Abdullah, who is the son of the merchant who kept Zaritha as a mistress. And what this book does so beautifully, I think, and in a really quiet way, is that it kind of encapsulates the Omani history and culture through the lens of these characters. So it's history from the ground level up, because we're dealing with women and slaves. And it's a really quiet, kind of poetic, beautiful book.
I love that way of writing about big historical events as well, just straight from people's lives. It makes it so much easier to understand something that you have maybe no other preconceptions of. I mean, I know very little about the history of this place, you know, if anything. This is like the best way, I think, maybe to try and understand a culture is to read from within that culture, to watch things from within that culture that comes straight out of those personal narratives as well, is really a good entry point for that
I
kind of thing.
You've completely nailed what the Man Booker International shortlist does as well. It introduces us to different cultures and different ways of life.
There was a bit of controversy when the Booker Prize started accepting international authors. Is that right?
So that's American. The Man Booker Prize.
Yeah, yeah.
And they opened that up to American
authors. And people
authors.
Going, isn't that what the international one's for? But that's not at all what the international one's
no,
for.
No, it's not.
It's completely
works,
different.
Yeah, works yeah. in translation. And just really... So this was translated by Marilyn Booth, and the great thing about this prize is that it awards the author and the translator equally.
Oh, fantastic. That's so cool.
And it just shows what is not lost in translation, but actually gained in translation. So the title is Celestial Bodies. The literal translation is actually Ladies of the Moon or Mistresses of the Moon, but I think Celestial Bodies is it does the book justice.
It's
that creativity and thought and care that goes into translation.
It's such an art form because it's not
absolutely.
Just putting the same words in the same place. It's getting the conveying the same meaning across. Yeah.
Definitely. Like for instance, she keeps a lot of Arabic in there, and it's really interesting how she does that. There's a word faraj, which means canal, and instead of using the word canal, she actually kept the Arabic word faraj in because the word canal doesn't really do justice to the entire irrigation system in Oman and the social cooperation that's required.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, canal
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and also the language when they're speaking, little bits of Arabic in there. So, yeah, beautiful balance.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's our Time Out Book of the Month.
Woohoo!
And
very
it
flash.
Is also our Lit Reads title for July. And Lit Reads is our monthly book club that we have at Time Out.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
This is a beautiful book. So, just remind us of the name and the title again.
It's called Celestial Bodies by Jocker Al-Hathi and published by Sandstone Press, $25.
Fantastic. That's not too bad at all. And a little discount if you got your B card when you go into Time Out.
That's right.
Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Sounds like a brilliant book. I'm excited to try and read that one too.
That was Loose Reads.
There's also...